name is Jillian Hinkle, and it is odd that I sit here today, a member of any church. My mother stopped going to church shortly after her father died, and her church questioned her family's commitment as their tithing had decreased. My father is first-generation Cuban American. He has forged baptismal documents from Spanish Harlem. Yeah, work that one out. The result is that, other than for weddings, funerals, and having been hired to play as a musician, I did not go to church until I was 36. My first church experience has been here. So what brought my family here, and why am I so enamored, really quite in love with all of you? It started at a place of insecurity. Jamie and I have two great children, Jack and Darcy. Our eldest has had numerous health problems, starting with a premature birth. Jack would eventually be diagnosed with Asperger's syndrome, a form of high-functioning autism. The craziness of two children born 20 months apart and the various medical issues did not drain us spiritually until the day before Jack was to enter first grade. That is when he was diagnosed with a seizure disorder, and suddenly it was too much. Kathy's right, I should have brought the tissues. The craziness of that experience and some great advice about neurologists from Lori LaRue led Jamie and I to realize we wanted a community for our children. Jamie had a great church experience as a child, but at the same time, he wanted something more liberal where our children would feel free to be who they are. I had no church experience, and I worried that my mouthy, liberal ways would get me in trouble at a traditional church. Our kids, currently age 9 and 7, are as different as the sun is from the moon, which is something Jamie and I cherish. To give you an idea of how different they are, here's a conversation I overheard recently. Jen, Darcy, get out of my room! I'm not in your room, I'm in the hall. I just want to see what you're doing. Reading. What you eating? This is where it goes into a little professional. Charles and Emma, the Darwin's Leap of Faith, and Carl Sagan, Dragons of Eden. I'm trying to compare and contrast, and you're in my way. So did you know that Rachel Gallagher has a new song on the Disney Channel? It's called This Is My Palace. It's about the Charles movie, and it's really cute. It's about the Charles, and they dress up the Charles and Charles. Darcy! And then I look up, and she screams, ah! And she leaps into his bedroom, onto his bed, tackles him, and she says, I just want to hang out. And they do. Even though they're so different, they hang out. So, where do you find a church for this family? You've got this little girl that loves the color pink and puppies and the Disney Channel, and then you've got this little boy who is an Aspergian, who he literally equates the births of Jesus and Athena, and he says, oh, they're both just mythology. You see, at the same time we were going through the whole seizure chaos and feeling like we're in a bit of a crisis, we realized we had this whole group of people that we already knew, and they shared the connection of the UU Church. We knew Lori, Gary, Andrea, and Grant LaRue. We knew the Davidsons. We knew the O'Shea Taylor family. We knew the Hollands, and the list kept growing and growing. And then we started going. One day I'm like, I'm at the music school, I'm at work, and there's this lady, and I go, I know you. You just sang that song at church. And she went, yeah. The next thing I know, our lives are interwoven. So today, 24 months later, we've given it a shot. And I have come to call this place with great affection, and I hope you don't hate me after I say this, but I call this the Church of the Square Peg. Because you know what Dave said to me? He said, he laughed when I said that. He said, Jillian, you say that like you're round. Okay, it's right. I'm not round. I feel comfortable amongst square pegs, and it's one of the many reasons I love being here. We're not an orderly bunch, each looking similar to the next. When I look at our congregation, I see tie-dye t-shirts next to dress shirts. I see jeans next to dresses. I see amongst this congregation many mentors for my life. They expose me and my family to new ideas. Not only are these ideas about social justice and religion, and of course a little bit of beatnik poetry, but also in the many ways we can be a family. I love that taking care of the kids is a congregation-wide ongoing event. The teens, who traditionally are supposed to be self-absorbed and angst-ridden, they often leap into action for those little kids. They make sure that special art projects that have been lost are found. They make sure that there's hot cocoa. I love that my son chose to read about evolution after seeing We Are All Connected, featuring Carl Sagan and DeGrasse Tyson here at church. I love that my daughter wears almost every single night a t-shirt that says Equal Marriage, given to her by Michelle Morrison. That they're receiving the message not only from us, their parents, but from this community, that they are free to grow up to be individuals. I love that we do crazy things like dance meditation. It's a given that meditation isn't for everyone. Dancing isn't for everyone. But everyone who was able stood up and participated that day. I'm sure there were those that were not enamored with the idea of dance meditation, but I couldn't pick them out when we were doing them. And here's the really important part about this Church of the Square Peg. The reason I couldn't pick them out is because although we're the Church of the Square Peg, we choose to reach out our hands and support each other. This is a safe place to be an individual. In our church, both the dress shirt and the tie-dye t-shirt are square pegs, and they are loved equally. And so, I love them back. Because of you, this square peg and her family